Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show. Thank God it's Friday, as always. Wow, I can't believe we're in August. Ending August, and kids will be going back to school soon. All this craziness in the world. But anyway, welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show. As you know, I am Hunter. I have a caller on the line. Let's see who's this. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friends Show. Who's on? Hello? Well, I guess. Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you today?
Hey. What's up? It's the twin.
Yes.
One
it
of
is.
The twins. What's up, sis? It's hot. It's hot.
Oh, no.
It's hot. You know,
hey,
how's it up in Boston?
It's not raining. It's warm here, too.
You guys.
Well, cool. It's cool compared to there. So it's going to be fine.
So you guys have had a lot of rain up in Buffalo?
It was like a typhoon. It was horrible. But it's fine now.
Are you, like, how many days?
When it rained like 3 hours straight, so it flooded.
So it flooded. I heard a lot of flooding going on. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, here in New York, we've just been having heat wave, and it's just driving me crazy, you know. And this woman said, it's driving you crazy. Well, it's driving me even crazier. I'm in menopause. I'm like, whoa, I'm not touching that. I will not. I'm like, not there yet. But anyway, so, you know, so Buffalo's weather, that's crazy. I know you guys, well, you know, that beats the snow, right?
Every day. Twice or three.
So when it's wintertime, how much frequently do you guys get snow?
It depends on what the year want to be.
Wow.
And last year was horrible. The year before was okay. It's like, you never know what you're going to get. Syracuse might get hit harder than us. You never know.
Yeah, that's true. And then now I hear, like, this hurricane is moving to the Caribbean, and then it's on the heels of Puerto Rico.
No, so. And all the festivals is coming up. That sucks.
Wow. Yeah, it sucks. It sucks, period. So today's show, you know, we got some hot topics going on in and some guests that are going to come on the show. It's really, really hot here. I'm at Yamaha, as you know, every Friday at 3 p.m. I'm at 399 Huguenot Street here at Yamaha. We got some great deals coming on. I just want to let everybody know on motorcycles. So hit me up personally or come in and speak to Frankie or Joey or Anna, and they will point you to the right direction of what's going on here at Yamaha. One of my really, really big hot topic is what's going on with people just disappearing and dying in the hands of either law enforcement or even their or their loved ones, you know. So, you know, someone, one of my callers asked me to talk about what happened with Whitney Houston and her daughter. That's going to be a really long conspiracy theory forever. What do you think?
Of course. Because there's always three sides of the story. You already know.
Yep.
But the good thing they got camera for a lot of stuff. So thank God for the video. So that's going to help a lot. So we'll see how that turns out.
Yep. Oh, my God. You should see the text that I just got. You would just die laughing. I have to send it to you after the call. But anyway, so today I just wanted to, you know, talk about that and, you know, get people's opinions on it and what do they think. I'm not going to stay too long on the air today because it's so brutally hot in here that I really can't even breathe. Our air conditioning is down. And if I'd have known that, I probably would have done it from outside. It probably would have been better than in here, which it happened. But, yeah, so touching back on that, I was told that he was on Dr. Phil, and everyone was just up in arms about his behavior and what was going on, and Bobby Christina, and then now I hear there's a lawsuit being in place for wrongful death. So to me, it's like, I don't know, what is it that even if somebody doesn't get arrested, you could sue them for wrongful death? You know? That's crazy. To me, that doesn't bring the person back. It doesn't bring justice. But anyway, we'll see how that goes, right?
We'll definitely see how that goes.
Well, we're waiting for some other people to come on. So I guess while we wait, we can listen to some good music. What do you think?
Yay, I think
you
want
to hear something good?
Yes,
let's
please.
See, what do we hear? Here we go. I want to give a shout out to DJ Tech. He's not here, but give him a shout out for actually playing that, for actually sending us that track. Okay, we're going to take the next caller, and then I guess the twin is still on. Hi, you're on the Hunter and Friend Show. Hello? Hello? Somebody's on. Hello? 212-523, are you on? Hello?
You hear me? Wow.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hi, you're on the Hunter Friend Show.
Hunter.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay. Is this
TGIF, baby? TGIF.
That's right. That's right. We got Vixen. Vixen's doing our news, everybody. Let's welcome Vixen to the Hunter and Friends
Show.
Well,
thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So what's going on?
Well, let me tell you, start off with my good friend, RuPaul from Wild Aces last week was hit by a car on the West Side Highway. I visited him in the hospital, and he's okay, thank God. He came out with a punctured lung, a broken left shoulder, and fractured ribs, girl. I just wish him a speedy recovery, and God bless him. So please, everybody, lots of prayers for my friend Group Home. God bless him.
Yes, yes.
Well, this Saturday, Hunter, guess what? We got the Underworld Rider MC annual barbecue Saturday on the 22nd. It's from 12 to 6. It's at the Springfield Park, Queens, on the corner of Springfield Boulevard and 147th Street.
Okay.
That's going on. So let's see if we can make it over there, make our way over there.
Okay. Let's do that. Let's show them some love. And Underworld is, oh, my God, they're hilarious. Those guys.
Good people.
I mean,
good people, Hunter.
They are very good people. Shout out to my boy Rhythm. They can really turn it up. I mean, especially in Myrtle Beach, the Underworld turned it up. I mean,
Good thing. Well, we got Hood Riders. Yeah. They got a fish fry next week. It's featuring their favorite bar star. It's called Lady Groove from New York Nights MC. That's on Saturday, the 29th at 1 p.m. That's actually in Newark. That's 671 Springfield Avenue. So let's see if we can make it over there. They're selling fish sandwiches for $4. So whoever's interested in that,
that's what's up. That is cheaper than the Chinese. All right.
You know, a lot of people be over there just for that fish sandwich.
Hell
girl.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So we got to show some love on them over there, too. That's Hood Riders.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to Hood. Shout out to Hertz, to Sunna. And let me see. Who else is out there? To Boogie Hood. Shout out to who else am I missing? T Banger. Shout out to, oh, that pain in the ass. Shout out to June. There you go. What else you got for me, Vixen?
Well, I gotta save the date. I got Band of Brothers MCs from the Bronx 10th anniversary party. It's next year, February 20th, 2016. So those who want to go, they have tickets that are selling right now, but it's $15 in advance and $20 at the door. They have special accommodations going on. So anybody interested, you can hit us up and we'll let you know. But they got some Radisson hotels going on. They got the Residence Inn. So if anybody wants to go, you can show up there. And, you can also call in. If you call in, they got some prices that are going on, some deals. So anybody interested, let us know and we'll let you know the accommodations. So that's going on.
Yeah, that's awesome. And actually, Band of Brothers is actually going to be on the show. So that rocks. That's awesome. Hold on.
Okay.
Wait on. We got another caller that's calling on while you're doing the news. Hi, it's the Hunter Friend Show. Who's on? Hello?
Hi, you talking to me?
It is Chops. Listen to this.
Hello?
We got Chops on the line. Hi, Vic. Hi, Chops. Chops?
How you doing? And
I'm good.
Yeah, I was listening to the president. I was listening to a person talking about the parties, especially out in the Bronx. Me,
right.
I don't come out anymore at night.
I know, but wait, hold on, Chops, because I'm going to introduce you to Vixen. Vixen, Chops is part of our show. Chops does the Chops before. We kind of always listen to what she's doing. I'm hearing music. Can you hear me, guys?
Got you there.
So, go ahead, Vixen. I met Chops.
How are you, Chops?
I'm doing okay, Vixen.
How you doing?
Was it at the Falcons?
I was the one that was at the Yamaha. The Yamaha event last year that we met there.
Over at Frankie's.
We took pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
And you told us a wild story how you said
long time no see. Do you still have my phone number?
Yes, I do.
Do you still have my phone? Give me a call because I lost your number.
Okay, I'm going to text you right now as we're speaking.
All right, let's go to this afternoon.
We got a reconnection going on here on the Hunt and
yeah,
Friends show.
We all can do something. We got to. Chops, we got to have you on when we have Donald on, and Donald's Boogie's friend, but I think we got Boogie on the line. Boogie, are you on? No, I guess she's. She'll hit me.
Chops, I just text you.
Oh yeah, don't. All right. Yo, Hunter, don't forget.
Yeah.
I'm going to be showing up there next week.
Yeah,
okay?
On the 28th.
That's the last time I'm coming out during the day. Yep. That's my last time.
Oh, let's just let Vixen do the news, and then we'll get the Chops report
right now.
I know you are, baby. But hold on, Chops. Stay in line. Chops, hold on. We want to let Vixen finish do the news, and then we'll get the Chops report. Go ahead, Vixen.
Well, actually, I'm actually done with that, but I just wanted to reiterate on the Band of Brothers MC Bronx. It is for next year, and we do have some special accommodations, or rather they have some special accommodations going on. For those who want to come in, they do have discounts going on to two hotels, and they have telephone numbers, and there's passwords that you have to give. So if anybody is interested, you can hit Hunter up, and or myself, you can hit me up, and we'll give you these special codes and discounts and let you do your things. But the discounts are only available 30 days before the event, so you have until January of this year coming up. So that's on Band of Brothers MC Bro.
That's right. That's my boy.
So that's what's up. That's what's up.
2016. Yep. That's next year.
Right, next year, but it's a save the date. So the reason why I'm announcing it is because if anybody wants to come in that's listening to the show, they do have hotels that you have to book now because they are going. There's only limited rooms, and you have special codes that you have to say. So this is the reason why I'm announcing it now.
Vixen,
these things go really quick.
They do. They do. And let me tell you, Band of Brothers is, these guys are Band of Brothers, and they're very, very tight and close with one another. And they're all about the brotherhood. You know, I was touching on a hot topic today about people who are dying in the hands of either law enforcement. We did that last week. But what about in the hands of your loved ones? You know, many shows like on, I think it was a Hot 97, they have the donkey of the day, but I call them the devils of the year because I touched on Vixen and everybody on Whitney Houston's death and her daughter. I just want to say rest in peace to them and all these people. I just want to ask everybody to just, you know, stick together and get your lives right, you know?
Definitely.
Chop just got off the air. She sure did. I don't know.
Chops, are
you
still there?
Here.
No, Chops is
you
there.
There?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, my Chops is there.
Yeah, okay. I'm here.
All right, baby, good. So, Chops, what do you think about it? Do the Chops report and tell me what you think about, you know, all these people passing away in law enforcement hands and in the hands of their loved one. What do you think about that? Like what happened to Whitney Houston and her daughter?
Come on in. Now, say that again because, you know me. I mean, you were talking about one thing, and you come up with something else. Now,
no.
It just went up in my head.
What do you think about what happened to Whitney Houston and her daughter? One of my listeners asked me to talk about it. What do you think about what happened to Whitney Houston and her daughter?
Well, I put it like this. She missed her mother. That's one thing I could say. And the thing about it that she did the same thing like, you know, she was fine the same way that Whitney was. Now, what the heck is going on? She missed her mother. That's all I can say. She wanted,
you don't think there's any foul
play
in that? You don't think there's any foul play in that? You don't think there's there was some funny business going on? And then the same person was in the same room supposedly?
Now, if you think about it, right, Whitney was found with cocaine in the bathtub.
Right.
Now, years later, here's the daughter, Bobby, face down in the bathtub.
Right.
Now, come on. Now, I'm going to say it like this. If you ever look at her face and all that, she missed her mother. You understand? I know how it is to lose your moms and everything. Because believe it or not, when I lost my mom, You understand?
Right.
I was in the type of mood that if anybody wanted to mess with me, I was going to kill somebody. But I'm just solidifying. I was standing at the window, looking out the window by my mother's wheelchair. And she put her hand on my shoulder. I told her, "Don't worry about me, Mom. I'm going to make it." And after I said that, the hand left. And I've been taking care of myself ever since.
God bless.
Well,
God bless you.
God bless you.
But I know that she's up there looking down on me. And I made it up to this daggone day, knock on wood, ever since 1983 when she passed on. I don't have my solid revelations and all that, good and bad and all that. But, hey, I put it like this. I even had one guy that was living with me. Dummy. Well, anyway, he's going to tell me that if he's doing bad, I should do bad along with him.
Exactly.
My dad going to do the other day. I said, let me tell you one thing up there. I didn't do bad when my mother was living, and I didn't do bad when she passed away. I recall, if I go down, I go down by myself because I don't have nobody to blame but myself. I ain't got no way, shape, form, or fashion. I'm going to let any motherfucking cop sucker trying to bring me down. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, wait, guys. So 914-299, you're on the air. Okay.
Hey,
what's up, Boogie?
This is AJ
doing?
With the
AJ. Oh, it's AJ. I thought you were AJ. AJ, you ran away. You still running?
I'm running away.
Thank you.
I'm running away.
Yeah, I
got the
AJ
Amtrak report.
Oh, okay. Well, AJ. AJ's with Snuff Productions, and as you know, I announced Vixen. AJ will be having her own show on Power 100 HFM Radio. So, AJ, the poet.
That's my grandson's name, too.
Oh, hey, AJ.
That's my
guys. What's going on?
That's my grandson's name.
I know. All right, chaps. Okay, so what's going on, AJ? Tell us. What's going on, and what do you think about my hot topic today?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. It's a great topic. You know, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, what I'm saying. I love Whitney. I love Kid Daughter. I love a lot of our personalities out there that we look up to, but we have to realize that there is a lot of mental illness out there, and that when you mix that with chemicals and drugs, it goes to another level. I really don't believe that there was any foul play other than what we do to ourselves. Okay? So that's just my belief. Okay? I think that...
Me?
Wait a minute. Who is that?
When you talk about mental illness, let me tell you who's talking about. You're talking about mental illness, right? People in my building say I'm mentally ill and stuff like that. I got to be mentally ill to be in the daggone what's called environment that I'm in.
Chops is telling her testimony, AJ. But at times, let AJ talk. We will give everybody a chance to talk, Chops, and then you can wait.
Okay.
Just let her talk. Go ahead, AJ.
I hope I'm
feeling the show.
Go ahead, AJ. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying I hope I didn't touch a nerve. But what I'm saying is that when we when we don't deal with our own personal reality, we go to another level. And things like Whitney Houston. See, we see her in the spotlight. We see her on TV. We see her in the news. So we feel like we know her. We feel like she's our sister. You know, and Michael Jackson. You know, all these people with all these issues. They're beautiful people. They touched us in many ways. We love them. We want to be like them. But we have to realize that they're human beings just like us. And just like we go through things, they go through things. And it's a shame that she went through what she went through. Yeah, they're human. We're human. We're all human.
Right.
But we need to communicate more with each other. Because I have friends right now, friends who I've known all my life, who are suffering with different problems. And what they do is they use their vices in order to express themselves. Some of us, hey, you know what my vice is? Overeating. I was an overeater, you know. So you could look at me and tell there was something wrong with me. You didn't know if I was doing drugs, but your dad once sure knew that my drug was food. And so the thing
mine
is that
too,
we all we have issues. We have issues. But we need to talk to each other. You know, when we talk to each other, that's helpful. Hey, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I think when we're talking...
No, but you're absolutely right. We do. And, you know, I was reading the fact that he was a... This guy was a homeless teen. And Whitney
mm-hmm.
Houston at that point took him in, which is a very
right.
sweet thing for someone of her stature to do. And,
well,
you know, I don't know the
do,
facts of it. Yeah, I would do that. I really would.
Yeah.
You know, I remember,
yeah,
I remember when... When I was little, my dad used to, because we you know, we had it really good in life. And my dad said, oh, you know, you got all this, you sleep in canopy beds, you wear white robes, you have balls on your beds. He goes, you know, you're very fortunate. And to be a black woman, a black young girl, and you're a debutante, there are not many that are. So he used
uh-huh.
to bring home homeless people.
Like straight cats
for Christmas.
And stuff.
Yeah, for Christmas. And, no, let me tell you about the stray cat bit, okay? We got the compassion side from my dad, definitely, not my mother. My mother does not like animals, and I'll air it. She hates animals, which I think is weird. But anyway, my dad was so compassionate. He would bring home homeless people for Christmas and for Thanksgiving, something for us to give thanks for. And these people would come in smelling like I don't know what. And when they sat at the table, they smelled and looked good because my dad would give them their clothes. He would give them food. He would give them a bath. And
wow.
he would send them on their way.
Yes.
Yep, he
wow.
sure did. And my sisters and I would bug out because we used to say, Dad had a bum in the bathtub. So I remember we used to be really, like, scornful. Oh, my God. And then as I grew older, I realized why he did that. He installed compassion in us and loyalty
in you,
into us.
Yes.
You know, and love into us because my dad never hit us. He would never spank us. My mother would. She beat the shit out of you. But my father, for real, she fucking, it'd be roots up in the house. But my dad wasn't that way at all. He was kind, compassionate, and a sweet guy. And I thank him for giving mm-hmm. me that. And Vixen knows because me and Vixen grew up together, and Vixen's cut from that same cloth.
Yes, we did.
Know,
yes, we did.
Yeah, we sure did. And
well,
you know, we're taught that.
Mm-hmm. Hunter, not to change the subject, but you hit on something. Like I was saying, I'm on the Amtrak right now. I'm heading south. And when I went to Penn Station this morning, okay, because, you know, living in Greenberg, I mean, there's a lot of crap going on there, too. But when you walk into the city, it slaps you in your face. I walked out of Grand Central Station with a guy who's sleeping on the ground. Now, I'm used to saying that. But this young man had on a pair of $300 tennis shoes.
No,
I know
he didn't.
His jeans looked like they had at least another $500. And he took one of the shoes and stuck it under his head. That was his pillow. Now, I don't know what was going on with him, but it's obvious that he went through something. But that's what I'm saying. We have to have more compassion for other people. What your father did was so important because he put you in the midst of what you could be. Even though you're living in a house with a roof, you got family, you got food, we have to be compassionate about the things that are going on around us because you could be just a far away from being a homeless person. You know, just because you have something now doesn't mean that it will be that way tomorrow. So I didn't mean to change the subject on the show, but I want to tell you guys I send much love to you guys, no matter where you are up there in New York, all over the country. I'm headed south. I'm getting ready to have myself a nice 3-week vacation. I'll tell you about
girl.
When I get back.
You go,
I'll
girl.
I'll send pictures.
Go, girl.
You go, girl.
You know what?
Enjoy. Have a nice
AJ.
Weekend.
Wait, hold on. AJ, I have a question for AJ while she's on Amtrak. Because, you know, when you're on the phone on Amtrak, you got to be quiet and stuff like that. You know. So, AJ, what are you going to do on your trip?
For me to know and you to find out in the future.
I want to know, too.
Let's put it this way. When you go to sleep tonight, just know AJ going to have a big smile on her face.
Holy shit.
Y'all are crazy. But y'all have a
what's the window?
I hope that's love crazy, guys. Love crazy.
You're going to have to excuse me.
Huh?
Hold on, you're going to have to excuse me. There's an accident on by my area with this Rebecca bus.
Mm-hmm.
What she said?
And this guy on the motorcycle just got up on the sidewalk. There was an accident.
Cops are still giving us
like here on Fifth Avenue.
Wow.
Oh, God.
AJ.
Yes. Next week, you got to call in and give us the AJ report on Stella's got a groove back down south.
Oh, y'all tell him a business now. You know, I'm getting off the air. Vixen, I'm so happy
AJ,
for you.
Leave. Thank you, AJ. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm going to listen.
AJ?
AJ speaking.
What's going on with snuff?
What? Snuff is on vacation.
I got to hang up.
Snuff is getting
a
snuff.
I seen a fire truck blocking. There's a fire truck blocking Fifth Avenue. There's a fire truck blocking up Fifth Avenue. I'll give you all the details next week. All right?
Okay.
Something is going on.
Top. We'll speak to you later. Love you, Chop.
I will.
Love you.
All right. Later.
Love you. All right.
Yo, I love Chop, man. I love her. You know what? Chop was with me from day one. That's my first show. That's awesome.
Great.
So Vixen, how does it feel? You're doing the news on the Hunter and Sun show. What's up?
Well, it feels good. It feels good. I got to get more news going on and get more into the circuit, but it feels good. I mean, I've done news before, believe it or not.
Right.
I had to cover somebody on another radio show, but... not as good as the Hunter and Friends show.
Is Isis on? You still on, Isis?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Oh, you're here? So listen,
I'm
Isis.
Here.
Now we got to get Dixon down to bike week. What do you think?
Almost definitely.
Yay!
And Vixen, we got to get more news regarding the 185, that accident from the 185 that happened a couple weeks ago. Just to update on everybody who passed away, how their families are doing. So I'll get you information on that for our next week's show. Okay?
That's a good thing. Okay.
Well, we want to wish everybody, you know, a speedy recovery who went down this summer. You know, one of the things that we're doing what we do and riding these things, and enjoying our ride, you know, we never think of the inevitable. It does happen to us. I know it happened to me, but it happened to me on four wheels on the ATV, not my two wheels. But you know, that was the most painful experience to me because you are down, like you're convalescent, and you're taking medications you don't want to take. And you know, I remember waking up scratching like a dope fiend because of the pain medication they gave me. And I just want to wish everyone a really, really speedy recovery. You know, it's so hot in here, Vixen. Our air conditioner's off, so we're working on fans. They have fans in here. I'm here at 399 Huguenot Street in Yamaha. September 13th, we have an event here in New Rochelle. If you have any custom bikes, please get in touch with myself or Vixen and let her know, because we're going to be showcasing bikes out here at a street fair in New Rochelle. So that's going to be really, really nice. And I'll be out there doing my show at a street fair here in New Rochelle. Jack, there's some of the things that I wanted to touch on. We were supposed to have Band of Brothers. He was supposed to